Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, Ray Hager and Scott Craigie talk to Michael Yakira. He's the president and CEO of NV Energy. Plus on the Power Pundit panel today, Dick Gamak, Matt Long, and Allison Galdon. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers, brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Resort at Red Hawk and the Las Vegas Review-Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
Success at TRI has come from public-private partnerships. I'm here at the Story County Public Services Facility with Roger Norman, Master Developer, and Bum Hess, Story County Commission. Let's listen in.
Roger, this county facility that you built really looks great.
Thank you. The fire, sheriff, and building department will be housed here, which is a real asset to this park.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the largest industrial park in the world, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
It will be a short outing for this young right-hander as the manager heads to the mound. Uh-oh. I have never seen anything like this.
There's an easier way inside local sports. Las Vegas Review Journal. Get inside.
For more than a decade, the Southern Nevada Water Authority has been helping the community embrace conservation as a way of life. That includes replacing more than 50 million square feet of grass with water-smart landscaping. During the worst drought on record, watering restrictions and tough landscaping codes have reduced the community's water use by billions of gallons, even as thousands of new residents were moving into Nevada. That's smart water management, and that's our promise to Nevada.
All systems check. All right, Sam, let's go check out some D&D roof.
Hey, Ken. From up here, you can really tell the difference a quality D&D roof makes.
You're right, Sam. With our experience, knowledge, and staff, nothing compares to a D&D roof.
Hey, look down there. It's our D&D roofing crew.
I'll bank the plane. Let's get a closer look. Sam! You watch your company's bottom line, and I'll cover the top of it.
This interview segment is sponsored by the Nevada Motor Transport Association. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
Welcome back to Nevada Newsmakers. Today's guest is Michael Yakira. He's the president and CEO of Nevada Energy. Welcome to you, Michael.
Thank you.
Scott?
Actually, I guess it's apropos to ask the first question about the rate increase that you've applied for. Nevada Power Company has filed for an increase of about 14% overall. The impact to residential customers would be about 17%. I know that costs are what they do, but I thought it would be a good opportunity for you to share why the increase was asked for and how it's going.
I appreciate that. First of all, for purpose of clarity, the name of the company is NV Energy. Mm-hmm. A lot of people have been calling it Nevada Energy, but it's NV Energy. First, the statutory requirement to file rate cases is something that we have to deal with. And December 1st was the day that we had to file a rate case for the Southern Utility. What incorporates most of this rate case is investments that we've made to build generating plant that is helping our customers in comparison to what we had done in the past, which is buying power from the open market. We experienced this in the early part of this decade when the California energy crisis came into being and Nevada was left very short in its ownership of generation. We were at that point owning about 25% of the generation that was necessary to meet our energy demands. Since then, we've taken a different strategy. It's been supported by the state. It's been supported by our Public Utilities Commission. And since the last rate case for the Southern Utility, we have invested about $1.5 billion, most of which is on generating plant. So at this point, we now own 75% of the power plants necessary to meet the load, and we're less vulnerable to the markets in California and elsewhere. And by our estimates, we've saved hundreds of millions of dollars for our customers since these new power plants are in. So while it's difficult to raise rates, especially at a time of economic distress, the increase is something that I think will benefit the customers in the long run, because the other side of the equation, the fuel and purchase power costs, will be coming down over time, and therefore will save our customers.
So there will be more stability, as you describe it.
Without a doubt, more stability, more ability for our state to control its destiny with respect to energy needs and reliability within the system.
Are you saying that over time that the rates will go back down, perhaps like gas prices?
Exactly. What we have seen over the past 6 months is the same decline in natural gas prices, which is the fuel, the feedstock, the predominant fuel for generating power in our state. About 70% of our power comes from natural gas being converted into electricity. And that price has come down by about half from where it was just in June, July time frame, similar to what's happened with gasoline prices. Now, it takes a while. Scott mentioned stability. It takes a while for that price to come down because we have financial hedges in place that allow us to flatten the price over time. So as that price comes down, our customers will see the benefit of that, and hopefully it'll be within the next 9 months to a year.
Okay, Scott?
So NV Energy and your customers, what is the financial impact to them, to you, to your customers, from the economic downturn?
Well, the economic downturn has certainly hurt our customers. I mean, there's no doubt about that. We have had we've seen slowdown in growth. We're still growing, but instead of growing at 4 or 5% per year, this year we will grow by about 1%. We have seen some uptick in uncollectibles, where people are not being able to pay their bills on time, but not significantly, not as significantly as I would have thought. And we help our customers pay bills through something called Project Reach in Southern Nevada and HELP in Northern Nevada, which is extending contributions through agencies to help people who can't pay their bills pay their bills.
What kind of support do you give that group, that organization?
We give in Southern Nevada about $500,000 a year, and we in fact asked Harris Entertainment to contribute $50,000 to that program, and they did so in the past several months. So there are other things we're doing to mitigate the rate case, and I'd like to talk about that whenever we have an opportunity to.
Well, do you want to?
Go ahead.
Sure, I'd love to.
Go ahead.
We took an unusual tack in this case in that we had a press conference as we filed the case. We've never done this before. And our rationale was that this is an important case. It's a big case, and we realize it's a big case, and we realize it's difficult for our customers at any time to pay a higher price, but now especially. We have asked our Public Utilities Commission to defer the implementation of the rates until September, which is 2 months later than they would normally put the rates in place. And we felt that that was appropriate to get past the summertime heat in Southern Nevada.
Well, you'd be avoiding the peaks in the hot months, too.
That's exactly right, Scott. That was the rationale for it, that we would avoid the increase coming right at the heat of the summer. And we're hoping that our Public Utilities Commission will approve that. Secondly, we have requested them to consider a low-income rate. For those that qualify, they, in essence, would have no rate increase at all. So with those two things, I'm hoping that we can mitigate the effects of these until the economy is in better shape.
Okay, Michael, we need to take a break right there. We'll be right back with Michael Yakira of NV Energy after these few words.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
If you're looking for real craftsmanship in metal fabrication, Deluxe Welding will creatively support your design. They take welding to an art form. Custom fabrication, beams and columns, railings, truss brackets, steel and precast concrete stairs. They can come to your location or provide you with the material for your project. Steel, stainless steel, and aluminum. See Don and Matt's work at DeluxeWelding.com. If it's made of metal, they'll make it magnificent.
Be here, not at divorce court. I'm divorce attorney Marilyn York. We protect men. You deserve a fair financial settlement and time with your children. We only seek men as clients and negotiate before going to court. Divorce is tough. I've been there, and I share my daughter with my ex-husband. Sarah, Raina, and I can help you.
If you need an attorney that gives a damn, call 324-7979 or visit MarilynYork.net for all your family law needs.
Where's the best place to find out what's really happening? Find it every Thursday in the Reno News and Review. In-depth reporting, balanced news coverage, insightful entertainment reviews. Award-winning journalism you won't find anywhere else. Best editorial writing, best entertainment writing, best business news story, best investigative story, best local columnist. The Reno News and Review, when you want to know what's really happening.
My family started this business 27 years ago.
We work hard to serve our customers and our community.
But it's getting harder and harder to keep the doors open.
For example, our workers' comp is going through the roof. Isn't anyone on my side anymore?
The Retail Association of Nevada is. If you're a small business owner, we can cut your workers' comp by up to 50%. Lobby for your interests and keep you informed. Put us to work today.
South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends is the Tabarack Junction. Enjoy great food 24 hours a day in the dining car restaurant. For a quick bite and the best sandwiches in town, it's the Whistle Stop Deli. And for the best appetizers and menu selections and a large variety of cocktails, beer, and martinis, it's Sully Sports Bar and Grill. The Tabarack Junction is your junction for fun, just north of the Summit Sierra on South Virginia.
It's Tabarack Junction, your junction for fun.
This interview segment is sponsored by the Nevada Motor Transport Association. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
Hi, welcome back to Nevada Newsmakers. We're here with Michael Yakira. He's the president and CEO of NV Energy. Michael, the Western Climate Initiative is a collaboration of several Western states and Western Canadian provinces that find a way to work together to reduce greenhouse gases. And why is Nevada not a member of this?
I think it was a decision made, obviously, by the governor, and I think it was the right decision. His rationale, as I understand it, and of course, be a better question to ask the governor, was that Nevada is different from the rest of the states in the West, in that we're growing faster. We have certain needs in the state that other states don't have. And as I understand the Western Climate Initiative, there is a requirement that if you're part of it, you have to agree to whatever the decisions are of that group. I think that we've learned our lesson that when California does something, it doesn't necessarily pan out the way they expect it to, and Nevada gets affected. It's the old story about, you know, California gets a cold, Nevada gets pneumonia. That certainly has been the case in energy policy. And I believe the feeling was that California was driving that climate initiative and really didn't really want to be part of it. The governor instead formed an advisory committee on climate change, which I was honored to be part of. And we came forward with a report to the governor on things that we felt were important for Nevada's economy relative to climate change that I think the governor was very appreciative of and perhaps will become part of the legislative discussion.
What was the key thing out of that advisory?
The key thing is that we are in the forefront of doing some things that a lot of people are just starting to do, namely renewable energy. This state was one of the first three states in the United States back in 1997 to initiate a so-called renewable portfolio standard, meaning setting a certain percentage of the energy that needed to come from renewables. 11 years before that, in 1986, our company cut its first contract for geothermal power. So even before it was statutorily required, before it was vogue, we believed in renewable energy. We are now, as a state, number one in terms of per capita usage of solar and geothermal power. We're going to continue to do that. And as we do that, we're eliminating the need to burn and build fossil fuel-fired plants. So that's one example of an initiative that I think is important, not just for the environment, but for the economy and diversifying the economy as well.
Okay. Scott?
You know, Governor Schwarzenegger says that California has their eyes on Nevada renewables. And what I would like to know is, how does NV Energy look at this? And secondly, you know, how do you compete against those high California dollars? They got buku bucks, and they're ready to spend them.
They do, Scott, and they also have the most aggressive portfolio standard in the nation. We are actually number two in that respect. We have 20% of our energy has to come.
Actually, I didn't know that. I'm surprised by that.
We're 20% of our energy has to come from renewables by 2015. Their goal is 25% by 2012. Most people don't think they can make it. And because of that, to your point, they are making intrusions into Nevada to take our abundant renewable resources. We want to see that change. We want to work with the federal government, since 87% of our land is controlled by the federal government. Most of the sites where renewable energy exists is on BLM land. We want to work with BLM to get fast tracking of renewable energy projects and transmission lines associated with renewable energy. And I think if we do that, we'll be able to mitigate the effect of California coming in and trying to steal our resources.
Michael, I wanted to talk to you a bit about the possibility or the development of transmission lines that go from Elko County through White Pine and Lincoln all the way down to Clark County for your growing power needs there. How is that coming along, or is that still a viability?
Well, a lot has changed. When we announced the transmission line associated with the coal plant that we announced back in January of 2006, we said that the transmission line was necessary in order to move the power from the Ely Energy Center, which is what we call that plant, to both southern and northern Nevada. That has not changed. However, the position of the company with respect to what we own in generation has changed greatly. We've more than doubled the amount of generation within the state that we own since the beginning of 2006. As a result of that, plus our desire to build more renewable energy and share the resources, the generating resources that are owned in northern and southern Nevada, building that transmission line, I think, is viable with or without the Ely Energy Center, and we're hoping that we can get that investment going well before Ely could ever take
shape. Well, you've got power plants at both ends of that line. If you can hold on to those two and interconnect them, don't you get much more use out of the two plants that you have? It actually saves money.
It saves money. It could save hundreds of millions of dollars for our customers in the long run, and we want to see that happen. We'll have to make a proposal to the Public Utilities Commission, but the first thing we need is a draft environmental impact statement from the BLM, which will be coming shortly, and then we can figure out how we can build a transmission line ahead of Ely.
Okay, Michael, thank you. That's all the time we have. Folks, stay tuned. We'll be right back with our power pundit panel right after this.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
Let it snow with Cricket Wireless. Get in right now on some of the best deals of the season. Cricket gives you unlimited calling 24/7 for only $25 a month. So don't wait. Call 1-800-721-6558 now. Get unlimited calling for only $25 a month. It's an incredible deal, but only here for the holidays. And it's on our all-digital 3G network with no contracts to sign and no overages. Call 1-800-721-6558 right now and save big on our hottest new phone. The MP3-capable Moto VE240, now just $49.99. Get in on this flurry of savings. An unlimited gift of calling for just $25 a month. Visit a Cricket store or go to mycricket.com and we'll give you your first month of service free. So save some cash with Cricket and let it snow. Call, click, or come into a Cricket store today. Call 1-800-721-6558. Cricket Wireless. Real unlimited, unreal savings.
Casual. Welcoming. Unregimented. Practical. A celebration. Welcome to Reno Nazarene Church, where celebrating your connection with God and between each other is impulsively joyous, and where learning the unlimited power of prayer is life-transforming. Reno Nazarene Church, let God be your celebration.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great power pundit panel. As always, Dick Gammack is here, the Washoe County District Attorney, Allison Galdon, Vice Chair of the Democratic Party of Washoe County, and Matt Long, political science major at UNR. Welcome to all of you. Okay, Dick, I got to start with you talking about this story about Bernard Madoff. At this point, it seems like he's run a Ponzi scheme that's $50 billion as the floor. Could it even go way higher than that? What is your thoughts on, because you know, we've been throwing around the numbers billions and trillions so much lately, we've become kind of numbed. But when you're talking about one guy running potentially more than a $50 billion Ponzi scheme.
Well, what I read this morning is he's claiming that he's lost $50 billion to the people that are working for him and his scheme across the country. So I'd say that's the absolute floor. There's no telling how high this is going to go. And when I started reading all that and looking at the people that have been in on it, and I just, it's mind-boggling.
I mean, somebody from Steven Spielberg to Elie Wiesel, I mean...
It goes back to the old standard. What's one of the seven sins? Greed, isn't that one of them? It just goes back. These people are losing. They're losing billions. $7.5 billion so far on one of the people that's lost. And there's a whole list of them who've lost a billion or more. That's just mind-boggling.
He's still out of jail. He's negotiating a bond, a multi-million dollar bond. I mean, shouldn't he be locked up right now?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, he's affected schools, he's affected foundations, he's affected, you know, businesses. It's international. There's groups that I've never even heard of. Yeah, he should be in jail. And this white-collar crime, I have no idea why.
And stripped of all assets. That's something we seem to forget to do in this country.
Well, you know, one of the things is that there are people 90 years old plus that are being shown on television now who've lost their entire life savings. What kind of punishment do you give to a guy who's ripping off not only wealthy people, because there are certainly people that could afford to lose money in this scheme that weren't smart enough to check it out?
But that's another problem, because usually with the legal system that we have right now is that we have to make sure that the punishment fits the crime. However, in a lot of the times, we don't actually bring about a punishment that fits the specific crime. We have like a blanket, like a fine or something along those lines. But you don't actually take individual look at what the person did and then come up with the punishment. Or if you do, it's not usually nearly the amount. Like if someone is getting away with $50 billion as the floor, you really need to take a good hard look at what the circumstances are and find a punishment that's suitable for this sort of thing. Because people losing all of their money, even though that there are rich people who aren't losing nearly as like their entire nest egg, but if you have 90-year-old people losing all their money to certain scams like this, you need to take a look and get a punishment that will really stop this type of behavior.
Mr. District Attorney.
Funny that he should use the term blanket. I think we ought to give him a cardboard box, a blanket, and let him go up on the East Coast where it's well below zero and survive.
Fascinating story, and exactly. We're going to hear lots and lots more about this as it develops. Let's talk about Senator Reid. On the tail of Governor Gibbons was on the program on Monday. He was talking about how he wants Nevada to be the renewable capital of the world. It's a project they've been working on 2 years ago. Now Senator Reid says as part of the state's bailout that's coming, President-elect Obama has promised on day one. Senator Reid says, why wait for tax breaks? Nevada Senator to give eight-year credit. To companies getting involved in 1 year, according to John Edwards of the Review Journal. Good idea, bad idea?
If we can get the renewable energies kick-started, yes. I don't know if we can afford it. I haven't crunched the numbers. I haven't seen the plan. But we need to start. Nevada has huge opportunities. We need to invest in our community. We've seen gaming isn't going to be it for a long time. Tourism is what's killing us. We don't have renewable resources, so renewable energy may be the way to go.
You know, when you say do we have the money or not, the way the government has been handing out money lately, it seems like, you know, and they are. I mean, the interest rates have dropped to close to zero, and literally, we are printing money.
We're printing money.
So, Matt, can we afford it?
That's a question that's very important, but the problem that I see is that if you're going to take something like an eight-year crunch, like you're going to put all that you would have in 8 years and put it into one, when we're already having budget shortfalls that we're going to have to deal with this session, and
This would be federal.
Oh, federal, yes. And, of course, federal, it's even worse because we've had monumental problems across the board that have affected retailers. And, like, if you look at Circuit City, it's one of the major retailers. It's actually going out of business. When you have companies that are this huge going out of business for the economy, and you're trying to make a short plan that'll take 8 years, that would normally take 8 years of profit or 8 years of money into one, I don't know if we're going to be able to afford that and keep our dollar at the rate that it is right now. With that type of just a spike, I don't even know what it's going to do to our economy.
You know, Japan dropped the interest rates to zero, you know, for a decade, and they didn't go backwards, but they had no growth whatsoever.
And that's, I heard this morning on the news that we have dropped to zero now. And, you know, us, we're feeling the impact of this right now, but the people that really need to be concerned are the young people in this country, because they're inheriting this. And right now we're $1 trillion in debt, a trillion. It doesn't even compute when you think about it.
And that's just currently. That doesn't go along with another $14 trillion in our long-term national debt.
And we're not out of this yet either. And I see all this. I definitely believe in clean air. I definitely believe in renewable resources and all of that. But the timing is about as bad as it could possibly be to start trying to do all this green, because green costs money. And we don't have the money. We've got to get this economy stabilized and then start looking at the nice things like renewable resources and clean air and all the other things that we need to be working on.
I think you are going to be voted out. That's where we got to leave it. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this.
I volunteer because I like being involved in the community. It's a lot of fun.
Please take a moment to say thank you to those who make a difference in our community. Nominate them for a Jefferson Award. For more details, just call or log on today.
Hi, I'm Shelby Sheehan. News 4 maintains a public file of information on all our children's programming. If you would like to review it, contact us at 322-4444.
I always paid off my credit cards, but when I lost my job, I couldn't keep up.
When I got my credit card statement, I knew I was in deep trouble.
We thought we were ready for retirement.
But on our fixed income, the credit card payments were just impossible.
If you're struggling with credit card debt, now a solution is only 5 minutes away. Debt.com is the answer to reducing and eliminating your credit card debt, starting with just one call.
Debt.com hooked me up with a professional who got me payments I could afford.
Now we're in control again.
I don't know how we would have made it without Debt.com.
My credit cards are under control now. I can't imagine what I would have done without Debt.com.
It can happen to anyone, at any time, and it's probably not your fault. Talk to a professional who specializes in your situation, and you can start reducing your debt in the next 5 minutes. Call Debt.com for a confidential free consultation and fix it fast.
Call 1-800-893-1458 now.
Now is a great time to buy a new vehicle. You could lower your monthly payments, lower your interest rate, avoid costly repairs and maintenance, make no payments until next year, and upgrade to better fuel economy. Fact, there's plenty of money to finance the purchase of a new vehicle at the rates and terms your family needs.
Shop Northern Nevada car dealers today.
On behalf of Wells Fargo, I'd like to personally remind you to nominate your unsung hero for a Jefferson Award. It's a great way to say thank you to those who make a difference through volunteering in our community. For more information, call or visit this website today.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. On our next broadcast, UNR economist Tom Cargill will be here. He'll talk about his trip to North Korea. Don't miss it.